Good afternoon and welcome to Chatabout. I'm your host, News Director Larissa Donovan. Kev Jackson's away from our show today, but we have a couple of fun guests in studio today. From Bemidji Public Library, Ara Gallo and Professor Emeritus Dr. Mark Christensen, welcome to Chatabout to you both.
Well,
good morning.
Well, we are joined here together to discuss an upcoming poetry reading at the Bemidji Public Library, right?
Yes.
So, Mark, I went through your book a little bit here, and it seems, why don't I let you talk about it? What is A Quick Reveal all about?
A Quick Reveal is the result of a practice I had while I was still teaching, which was I walked to work. I live close to Bemidji State, and on the way, I walked through Diamond Point Park. As I walked through Diamond Point Park, I tried to open my mind enough that I might receive whatever the park might want to be giving me. And so the poems all have in common that they were written provoked by my walking to work.
So, Diamond Point Park, I grew up close to that area as well, and it has undergone a lot of changes. I'm sure over your tenure at BSU, what was it, 30 years or so?
At BSU, 32.
32,
yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, the teaching career was 47, but
okay.
BSU was 32. Anyway, yes, and much of that time was prior to the rebuilding of that park. And it suited me much more before it became the lovely park it is now, because it's very civilized, and it wasn't then.
Hot takes. I like it.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I grew up on the extreme outskirts of Bemidji, and so I wandered around in the woods when I was a kid. And Diamond Point Park at that point had a whole lot more feel of walking around in the woods.
Right, right. And it still has some of that old growth, you know, on the, what it would be, further north side of the park. But so how do you go about from this daily practice of poetry writing to getting them all put together in a book?
I didn't.
Okay.
I had an editor who did that. She had worked with me on the previous book and so wondered about a poetry book. And so I dumped a whole wad of poetry, all of them written in the way I just told you about, on her, and she picked out the ones that are in the book.
Okay. Well, that makes it easy for you then.
It was. I didn't do anything. It was really easy. Well, I guess I wrote the poems.
Right.
But yes, as far as making the book, I didn't do anything. And then, you know, a professional book designer did that.
Well, it looks really sharp. And where can people find this book if they're interested in purchasing one for themselves?
Well, they have them at the Four Pines Bookstore. I'm not very good at marketing.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I don't.
Ara's just cracking up over here.
I don't seem to care much about that. Once it's done, I kind of forget about it.
Oh, fair enough, Mark. So, Ara, this is part of a what is the series called at the library this summer?
Oh, this
Finding
is,
Your Voice.
Yeah, but that's our Finding Your Voice is our summer reading program.
Okay.
Mark is a guest of as part of our adult programming, and it's just, you know, Bemidji, we're really lucky in Bemidji. We have so much local talent, so many people who do so many creative things, you know, and I try to get those people at the library, and sometimes things just happen. Dr. Christensen is a regular library patron, popped in, he asked to put his book on the shelf, we did that. His editor actually asked to put his book on his shelf. We did that.
Right, because he doesn't like doing the marketing.
See
correct.
What I mean?
That's correct. What I was talking about. He's just like, who cares about marketing? I don't need this. I'll give it to the people as they see fit. No, it's fantastic. And then, you know, his editor had asked me if I would be interested in hosting Mark. And we are always looking for people in our diverse community to come in and share what they know and share what they're passionate about. And it just fits along with those parameters. absolutely fantastic. You know, so we're excited. You know, Mark's going to be there on July 24th at 6 p.m. at the library. I know it's coming up, right?
It's Monday.
I know.
That's what Taylor Swift tells us.
That's Taylor has told us it's Monday. And
I wish the listeners could see Mark's face right now.
He's actually going to be selling his book there too. Oh. Neglected to mention that. So if you are wanting a copy, perhaps signed, you could come down to the library at 6
okay.
on Monday. Don't look scared.
I'm just wondering if anybody wants it.
Here, I got a pen. You can sign my copy.
But anyway, as I was saying, like Bemidji, the talent here we have so much of it. There's so many people who do so many fascinating, awesome things in our community. And we at the library are just thrilled, as always, to, like, we always get people from the cities and people a little more well-known.
Didn't you get that Washington Post guy who wrote
Christopher Ingram? Yeah, he was fantastic.
Who wrote about how Red Lake Falls, Minnesota was the worst place to live and then ended up living there.
Yeah. His wife is a great speaker, too. I've heard her speak. You know, we had Kevin Kling, too, which was, Kevin Kling was a childhood idol of mine. Huge fan of Kevin Kling when I was a kid listening to NPR. But man, we've got that here too. You know, we've got talent. We've got people who do that here. We just have a ton of people doing a ton of fabulous things. We're always excited to have them at the library.
Well, Mark, do you have a response for that?
So I'm part of the local talent?
Congratulations.
You are. Congratulations.
Oh, I feel like I just got promoted. Is this marketing?
I think that the part of what we're doing here could be construed as a form of marketing there, Mark.
We're gonna hit the
it's right in your name, even.
We're going to shoot up the poetry bestseller list.
Ah.
We're going to be right behind Amanda Corman, and I can't remember another live poet. I'm sorry. So
I know a lot of dead ones.
Right.
Oh, my. And I suppose at some point I will become part of the Dead Poets Society.
Hey, what a great tie-in.
Yes.
So you talked a little bit about your childhood running through the woods. Is like, what made you decide to be a poet, or did it just kind of show up and hit you in the face?
I couldn't help it.
Okay.
Actually, I was... This is kind of funny. I was taking a workshop from Will Weaver.
Okay.
On writing fiction, which I've discovered that I don't do well at all. And while I was in that workshop, I found what I was writing starting to break into lines. Right on the page, as I was in the middle of a sentence, I started lining it, line breaks, because then I could hear it, and hearing it matters to me. And, well, the oddity of this is he brought in a publisher to talk about publishing, and the publisher happened to look at what I was doing, and she said, "Can I have that?" Sure, gave it to her. Well, she published it. It was my first poem. This was in the Loon Feather Journal. So anyway, I decided, all right, I guess I've got to write poems. So darn it, but there it is.
Darn it, but there it is. I haven't heard a better description of why people go into poetry in all my life. This is the best one. Well, Laura, is there anything else happening in the near? I know Friday there's a ton of events going on at the Bemidji Public Library. Why don't we plug those?
I got a whole list. No, sorry.
Mark's got a book.
I've got a list, but see, I'm better at marketing, or at least I like to think so. So as I already said, we've got Dr. Mark Christensen with his book on the 24th at 6. We've got All About Eagles with Christina Drake, which is part of our summer reading program. That's this Friday at 10 a.m. Then we got the Bemidji Garden Club on also this Friday at 3. And that's a kids event talking about the plants and stuff around the library and outside and talking about our fabulous linden trees. We're also, you know, like everybody else, we're going to be at the fair at the Beltrami County Fair August 10th through the 14th. We've got the ending of our summer reading program with Bemidji's Got Talent on July 28th at 3. We just got a ton of stuff getting ready for the fall and the winter, as well as we continue to highlight the diverse talents and people of our community.
And where's a good place for people to stay up to date on all the things happening at the library?
So you can go to our calendar at krls.org and click on calendar. You can find us on our Facebook page. We really don't do much other social media, although we have a fabulous Instagram account that you should check out. But those are the best places to keep aware of what's going on at the library. And also tune into your local media, because they know as well.
Very good. Very good. Well, Mark, do you care to share a poem with the listeners before I let you go today?
Oh, dear.
Off the top of your head.
No.
You can cheat. You can cheat.
No,
that's fine.
No. Let's see. I didn't know I was going to do this.
Oh, I think this is more fun this way.
Marketing.
Okay. Here's one. this... I hate to say this, one of my students was eaten by grizzlies. Yes, it was very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
And one morning I walked through the park and I was thinking about that, and that made me I wonder what I would do when faced with this. Anyway, so... this is what came out. Bear.
Okay, bear.
Feral stench of hide and fish, smooth rolling muscle and growls, below the capacity of now, and black as childhood nightmares, and intent on garbage can fare, and I caught between him and food.
Fantastic.
Yes. Finger snaps. Absolutely. Very good.
Now, that's good marketing.
Yeah.
That's good marketing. You've just passed your first test.
And you can find more of that Monday.
At the Bemidji Public Library at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Monday, Bemidji Public Library. Well, thank you so much, Ara and Mark. This was really fun.
Thanks, Larissa.
Well, good. Thank you, Larissa.
I'll be back to wrap up today's show and a preview tomorrow's in just a moment.